Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're just talking about my perfectly fine cholesterol. So we're doing very, very, very well here, Mary Kay. Were you surprised with the hiring of Freddie Kitchens?
No. Actually, I was not surprised by the hiring of Freddie Kitchens. Way back on December 20th, I wrote a column saying that they should be considering him and interviewing him as a serious candidate for the head coach job. I don't think back then anybody really had written anything quite like that, you know, that strongly. But I really felt that he had earned that status at that time. And that day he also said that he no doubt would want to be a head coach someday. So I really wasn't surprised, and I think the day before, I knew that he was going to be the guy. Now, the Kevin Stefanski thing threw a little bit of a monkey wrench into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that ever got down to the point where they were really going to hire Kevin Stefanski over Freddie Kitchens. I don't really feel that. But I'm sure we'll hear, you know, that was completely legit, and that really came down to the wire like that.
Mary Kay, I do have to ask, because there were a couple of reports out there. One of them, Les Levine, had said that he had heard that they really wanted to hire Mike McCarthy, but that Freddie Kitchens being the OC for him was part of the deal. Also, the Kevin Stefanski thing that came in late. What do you make of these rumors that the Browns were going to make whatever the coach is have to retain Freddie Kitchens on the staff? Do you believe that? Does it make sense?
Well, I hope to do like a little explainer on some of those things today. But no, I don't believe that was the case. I do not believe that was the case.
Whoa!
I got a feeling I know who threw the turd in the punch bowl, but I can't say on air, Mary Kay. I think we both know, though, don't we?
I'd like to know.
There were so many different stories and things going around, and some of those things just didn't turn out to be true. So, you know, you have to be really careful at this time of year, because a lot of people have an agenda. A lot of people want their coaches to end up in certain places and need leverage. There's just a lot that goes on at this time of year. And you really have to check into every single thing that you say, that you write, that you, you know, that you even think about. I mean, you just have to really be careful to sift through it all.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what is the latest you've heard about, because it's a little bit weird to a lot of people. They're like, well, they haven't made it official, this, that, and the other. But Freddie Kitchens is working to assemble a staff right now, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. What are some of the names that you might be hearing that you think do have a really good shot to be the offensive and defensive coordinator for this football team?
Well, you know, a number of the names were out there yesterday, and most of those names have been confirmed and are legit. And it includes guys like Todd Monken from Tampa Bay, Jim Bob Cooter, who was let go by the Lions, Chuck Pagano, former Colts head coach, who was an assistant here back in the early 2000s, and the other defensive coordinator. Why is he escaping my mind right now? Vance Joseph. Sorry about that. It's early.
I was like, can I help? Can I help bring up the...
Don't worry. They've tried to forget about him in Denver.
Help me out anytime.
Right.
But anyways, so yeah, a big name guy there. So these are the names that have surfaced. Now, for defensive coordinator, I don't think it will be a problem to find somebody to come in there and just leave that guy alone and run that defense and let it roll. But there will be competition for guys like Vance Joseph. The Jets will be trying to get Vance Joseph as well. The Cardinals have already talked to Vance Joseph. Chuck Pagano, I think he would be great. I think he'd be a great fit here. He loves it here. And I think he'd run a good defense, although he does trend more towards a 3-4 base, but that just doesn't even matter that much anymore with the way the offenses are going in the NFL right now. The thing where I think it could get a little bit dicey is on the offensive side of the ball, because I'm sure Freddie's going to want to call his own plays. So therefore, you might not be able to attract the best offensive coordinators, the most experienced ones, because they are going to want to run or call their own plays. So that's where I think if a guy has an opportunity to go somewhere and do that, he will choose that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. We've gotten into a pretty decent discussion about who would call the plays when it comes to Freddie Kitchens hiring an OC. And to me, I just assumed, maybe I didn't put enough thought into this, I just assumed that the thing they liked about Freddie the most, other than the relationship with Baker, was the way he called plays. Do you think it is a foregone conclusion he would call the plays, or do you think the Browns might think that is a little too much on his plate?
You know, I think they're heading into this with the idea that he will call the plays. That is why he got this job, because he showed and established himself to be an innovative, aggressive play caller who could get this offense rolling and who could get the most out of Baker Mayfield. So I would think that they would want him to do that and that he would want to do that. Again, when it comes to trying to hire your offensive coordinator, that's where it's going to get a little tricky, because the guy that you might want or that you do want might want that responsibility and that duty. So we'll have to see how it plays out in the end, but I firmly believe they're going into it with Freddie wanting to and planning to call the plays.
So, well, I'm trying to think of a big, strong offensive coordinator, someone that they would like, where, you know, it's almost the same type of thing where you're going around in a circle, where he would want to call plays, but if you get that big of a name, that guy would want to call plays in his own right. Would Freddie be okay with relinquishing that duty? Because wouldn't that in turn affect one of the reasons you hired Freddie Kitchens in the first place?
Yeah, I think so. I think he should do what it takes to retain the play-calling duties. At the same time, I think he's going to need a lot of help and support in just getting the trains out on time and running the football team. So I think he will need a senior offensive assistant or someone like that in that type of capacity, sort of the same type of person that Al Saunders was for Hugh Jackson, where you're not only an advisor, but a sounding board and someone who can, you know, just help things run smoothly, because Freddie Kitchens has never really run a whole operation before and had to make sure that, a player is upset because he's getting traded, or someone was late for a meeting, or, you know, someone can't practice today because of a knee injury. All of those things that he's going to have to deal with now, he will need help and support in doing that.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. We were talking about this pie chart of power, as we like to think about it. I know we probably overthink these kind of things, but, you know, John Dorsey at the end kind of lost a power struggle with Andy Reid. Here, he hires Freddie Kitchens. He basically is going to hire his staff, according to some reports. I know there's, you know, varying discussions about that. What do you make of the way that John Dorsey has ascended here in Cleveland?
Well, first of all, let me address the staff thing just a little bit. Through some of the stories that I wrote over the past few days or whatever, I mentioned that Kevin Stefanski was someone that was recommended to Hugh Jackson to be his offensive coordinator by John Dorsey. So John Dorsey, of course, as a general manager of the team, is going to rely on his contacts to recommend people. But that doesn't mean that Freddie isn't going to have the opportunity to hire his own people. So there will be, of course, the same type of involvement that he had with Hugh Jackson, and I'm sure that he had in Kansas City when he was GM there, because when you work together with people, it is collaborative. You do bring up names in just the same way that you do with players. So that's just par for the course and something he did last year as well. So that is not, you know, maybe what it seems to be. So definitely, but John Dorsey does have a lot of power. Now, I had been told that Freddie Kitchens will be reporting to John Dorsey, which is as I think it should be. But, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out as well, too. I mean, we need to ask the parties involved, is that how it's really going to be? You know, like I said, that's what I reported. That's what I've been told. But, you know, I still want to hear that coming out of, John Dorsey's mouth at this point. So, yeah, John has a lot of power, but there are still people that were in the building before that have a voice in this whole thing.
Should we thank Greg Williams?
Yeah, thank Greg Williams. Greg did a phenomenal job. But
thanks,
I think
Greg! Thank you. Well, Mary Kay, because there was an argument between Jonathan and Anthony earlier where I agree. I think we should thank Greg Williams for a good job, but someone in the room didn't
maybe
agree.
I was being a little harsh. Thank you, Greg.
You think you were being a little harsh?
And move on. It's Freddie's turn now.
A little bit.
Well, I agree with that. But the thing I think everyone needs to remember here, and again, these are some thoughts that hopefully, if I have time before I leave for Chicago today, that I will be putting in a little explainer type of thing. And
Hold on. Why are you going to Chicago?
Oh, it's another mom thing. But it's much later today. Not to worry.
Need any recommendations?
I always need recommendations.
Tao just opened up. Mary Kay, Tao is a great place. You've seen it in New York. You've seen it in L.A.
We're still looking for a special teams coordinator. Chris Tabor is in Chicago. Oh. Their season just ended.
Reckless speculation.
What are you doing? Are you bringing the band back together? Is Tabor coming back, Mary Kay?
You just never know what I might be doing in Chicago in terms of due diligence. You just never really know now, do you?
Fabulous. I don't even remember what you were going to say about Greg Williams because I was thinking about you in Chicago.
Al Chaval's a great burger. Also, Skip Bayless's brother owns about 8 restaurants there.
All right, we get it. You go to Chicago a lot. Good God.
All right, sorry. I had to get it in there. Okay, Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline.
His sister lives there. She's not a nice person.
That's what Ken said in the past. You would get along with her, by the way. And that doesn't mean that you're not a nice person. We know you are, Mary Kay.
That's what you're inferring, or implying.
So do you think when this all gets settled, and I know obviously the Browns have not made the formal announcement yet, we were wondering if Jimmy Haslam is going to be up there and answering questions. Some people have said, you know what, we're ready to move on. We know that John Dorsey's the guy that now has all the power. I'd still like some things sorted out about the process and about that power structure that you've reported on, Mary Kay. Do you think he'll be there?
You know, that's a good question. I do not know if he will be up there. You know, if he, you know, wants to give the impression that he really let John run the show, he might just let John and the new coach be up there. So that will be interesting. I'm sure that's one of the things that they will decide as soon as they schedule this press conference. So I think that it would be interesting to have him up there. I would like to ask him some questions, but I could also see him staying a little bit in the background in this one. So, remains to be seen.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. You know we love you. All the very best. Safe trip to Chicago.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you satisfied with her answer about Greg Williams?
Sure.
Which immediately
they start
rolling in on the phones again.
We got into a debate.
People Greg Williams.
When you
here,
get in debate, you kind of double down. I will thank him, all joking aside. I am surprised they went 5-3. I really never saw that coming. I thought it would implode. So, Greg, I will thank you. And I'm ready to move on from your 28th ranked defense. Thank you.
That was his son's 28th ranked defense.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was ranked 29th.
Balake?
No, it's way better than that.
Stop. It's hard to do two things at once. It's one of the reasons why I'm afraid.
Well, my God, what is Freddie Kitchens going to be doing?
It's a little hard to do two things at once. Defense is a very tough thing to do. And it was Blake's, not Blake's.
Balake.
It was Blake's 28th ranked defense by the end of the year, okay?
Okay.
God. A little bit of credit, okay? He did a good job. The thing could have went to hell, and it didn't. They were 5-3. He did a great job motivating. He's a good coach. 216-578-0092. You got cold hard cash, your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 9:03.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.